salvation and life. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
I'm glad you tuned in to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Luke chapter 20. Luke, the Gospel of Luke chapter 20, verse number 1. And it came to pass that on one of those days, as he taught in the temple, taught the people in the temple and preached the gospel, the chief priests and the scribes came upon him with the elders. So as we saw in chapter 19, the Lord makes his triumphant entry. It's days before the crucifixion. It's very near. He is gone in and cleansed the temple and purged it out, as he did some 3 years ago at the beginning of his ministry. And now he continues to go day after day from Bethpage or Bethany into Jerusalem to teach at the temple. And so it says here the chief priests and the scribes came upon him with the elders. And so they're encircling the Lord, and they're looking to challenge him. And listen to what they ask. And spake unto him, verse number 2 of Luke 20, saying, tell us by what authority doest thou these things? Or who is he that gave thee this authority? And he answered and said unto them, I will also ask you one thing, and answer me. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of men? And so Jesus is asked a question by them. Who gives you the authority to come in here and cleanse the temple, purge the temple, get all of our industry and our trade and money changing and all that? Because it took the ones in authority to allow that thing to happen in the temple. What's your authority that you come in and you do this? You change what we have set up. Lord says, okay, I'll answer your question if you answer my question. John the Baptist and the baptism that he came baptizing with, was it from heaven or of men? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we shall say from heaven, he will say, why then believed ye him not? But if we say of men, all the people will stone us, for they be persuaded that John was a prophet. And so they're in this quandary. They say, if we say from heaven, he'll say, why didn't you hear it? Why didn't you follow it? Why didn't you believe it? Why didn't you go after it? And so it's an evident token indeed that they did not. Even the preaching of John and how he chided them and rebuked them. Who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? You've not heard the gospel message. You've not heard the call to repent of your sins and believe and trust in the Christ, the Savior of the world. And they rejected John's message, John's Savior that he preached, and John's baptism. So he said, if we say from heaven, Jesus will say to us, why didn't you believe him? If we say of men, the people will kill us because they indeed believe and are persuaded that John is a prophet. Pardon. Verse number 7. And they answered that they could not tell whence it was. And so they just take the nothing position, which is not really a position. It is a position in denying John, but they say, we can't tell. We don't know. And Jesus said unto them, neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. So Jesus said, won't answer my question? I'm not answering yours. Then began he to speak to the people this parable. A certain man planted a vineyard and led it forth to husbandmen and went into a far country for a long time. And at the season, he sent a servant to the husbandman that they should give him of the fruit of the vineyard. But the husbandman beat him and sent him away empty. Again, he sent another servant, and they beat him also and treated him shamefully and sent him away empty. And again, he sent a third, and they wounded him also and cast him out. Then said the Lord of the vineyard, "What shall I do? I will send my beloved son. It may be they will reverence him when they see him." But when the husbandmen saw him, they reasoned among themselves, saying, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, that the inheritance of the vineyard may be ours." So they cast him out of the vineyard and killed him. What therefore shall the Lord of the vineyard do unto them? He shall come and destroy these husbandmen, and shall give the vineyard to others. And when they heard it, they said, "God forbid." So the Lord Jesus here, he speaks unto the people this parable. After the authority, the leadership amongst the Jews, they can't tell about who sent John, whether it was his own device, that of men, or whether it was sent by God Almighty and from heaven. They said, "We can't tell." So the Lord says, "Let me tell you a parable here. A man planted a vineyard. He did all the things, the wine fat and the tower and the watchtower and the hedge. He did all of that. And he leased it out. And expecting to get his rent, his cut for his effort in building of the vineyard and from those men that would be there that he lent it out to for them to work it. He sends a servant and they to gather what he has coming. And they beat him up. He sends another, and they do that to him. He sends another, they do that to him. And then he says, "I'm going to send my son." They'll reverence him because they know he's of me. And you know what they did? They took him and they killed him. They killed him outside of the vineyard. And so the Lord asked, what's he going to do to them? And the Lord answers his own question. He will come and destroy these husbandmen and shall give the vineyard to others. And when they heard it, they said, "God forbid." And he beheld them and said, "What is this that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the same has become the head of the corner." So here we have this parable that the Lord's given about this vineyard. The messengers that he sends to collect the rent, and then the final sending of his son, whom they kill, saying, "We'll keep this for ourselves." What's he talking about? Well, it's like the father. It's like the father being the husbandman, the one that built the vineyard. See, Israel is not our own. No person is their own. We all belong to the Lord. The nation is not their own. This nation of Israel is the Lord's indeed. All nations are the Lord's, but the Lord's made a particular distinction about Israel and calls her his own. The Lord sent prophets that the nation would hear the word of the Lord and obey. The rent that is due, glorification of God, obedience, to him and following his word with expectation of him coming back, as we see in other passages in the scriptures. But you know what they did to the prophets? They beat the prophets. They killed the prophets. They denied the word of the prophets because you know what? They were thieves. The leadership in Israel and in different cases in different times, but in many cases, the leadership in Israel wanted what was God's for their own. That's the reason that previously when the Lord told him, said, the baptism of John the Baptist, was it of heaven or of men? Was it John's idea, John's wild idea to come preaching this message and doing this thing of baptism, or was it from God? The glory that is due God is that rent that we see there that's due to the husbandman, or to the certain man rather, and they would not Israel as a whole would not obey her Lord and hear the messengers of her Lord. So then the Lord sent his Son. And at the coming of God the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth, you would think that they would straighten up. But you know what they said? No. We've got to kill him. We've got to do away with this. There had never been one that had come speaking so forcefully and so powerfully, working as great as none other had ever worked marvelously in the miracles and such as that, than the Lord Jesus Christ. And they said, we have got to kill him. We have got to kill him because we want to hang on to what we have. And so they say here, and when they heard it, they said, God forbid. The Lord speaks this to the people, and I think it's the people that answer. And the people respond, seemingly, if we understand this right, the people respond, God forbid that ever such a tragedy, such a terrible thing would ever happen, ever. Because remember, it's a parable. They say, God forbid that the husbandman would kill the son of the nobleman, the man that whose vineyard it is. Verse 17, and he beheld them and said, what is this then that is written? The stone which the builders rejected, the son whom the certain man sent to collect his rents, his glory, his obedience, the same is become the head of the corner. Jesus asked that question, why does the scripture say that? Jesus says, verse 18, whosoever shall fall on that stone shall be broken. That's where repentance is, folks. Falling on the stone, the rock that is the Lord Jesus Christ. Falling on that stone and repenting. Whosoever shall fall on that stone shall be broken. Broken to self, to sin and to the world, to the way of Satan and the way of depravity, turning from sin and wickedness and depravity of this world. Whosoever shall fall on that stone that has been rejected by the builders, but made head of the corner by the Lord, they'll be broken, which is a good thing. But on whomsoever it, this stone, shall fall, it will grind him to powder. If we see those words there in the Greek, it will make him powder, obliterated, destroyed. It will destroy. You cannot straddle the fence about the Lord Jesus Christ. You are either with him or you are against him. And this leadership in this day, seeking their own way, they are indeed against the will, way, and purpose of the Lord. The will, way, and word of the Lord. They were found against that very much. How about you? Are you saved? Do you have the Lord Jesus as Savior? Oh, he is that cornerstone. He is that chief stone. He is the solid rock indeed. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, you build your life upon that rock that is Jesus, and you're a wise man. You build your life on anything else, and you are found to be foolish. Foolish indeed, because there is no other foundation than is laid. That is our Lord Jesus Christ. I see that time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of his gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954. By email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.almstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Almsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.